With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A couple birthdays today. Randy Owen of Alabama is 69 today.
Roll on.
Celebrating out on the road on that tour they're out on, the anniversary tour. And Taylor Swift is 29 today, also on the Forbes list of the wealthiest musicians and singers.
What do you think her life is like?
There's no way we could imagine. No way. Multiple homes, jet setting all over the world, millions of adoring fans.
I went to her show in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we got to do the radio room and stuff.
Yeah.
And she goes around.
The vibe room.
The vibe room.
That's what they call it.
She goes around and, one by one says hi to everybody. And she had top 40 and country radio people there. And she comes over and I start to sweat like as she gets closer. Because I'm like, she had like just so crazy successful, so smart business wise. And I was like, oh, hey, how long are you in Atlanta for? You should go to Mary Mac's tea room. And she's talking to me just like... Anybody that when you're standing in line at the grocery store and it's taking too long starts talking to you. And the longer she stood there, I was like, you need to leave. Like the sweat is dripping down my back.
She had the Swiftie sweats. She had the Swiftie sweat.
She did.
It's like, please go away. The longer you stay here, the more nervous I'm getting.
Well, happy birthday to her. She's 29 today.
Swiftie sweats.
It's like when I met Miranda Lambert, almost like your buddy.
My buddy met Miranda Lambert. He had this incredible crush on her, and he'd never met her before, and we were backstage meeting. The only thing he could say to her, I felt so bad for him, the only thing he could say to her, he shook her hand, and he's looking at her, you know, he goes, you're so pretty.
He stares just a second too long without blinking.
Right, and all Miranda could do is say thank you.
I did the same thing. I was like, well, similar. I looked at her, and I went, this has had to be how it sounded to her. Hey, I'm Chase with DeWolf.
I'm Chase with the Wolf.
Let's put a photo.
You're Chase the Wolf.
That's right.
I'm so your concert, take picture.
It's surreal though, isn't it? When you're there, like, because in your head, you're like, don't be weird. This is fine.
It's
look,
weird.
Look at everybody else doing this just fine. You're going to do this just fine.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably a good thing to talk about. You get some calls on and people who got starstruck when they met somebody and made a complete fool of themselves. You know, because it happens to a lot of people. You know, I've seen it 100 times. You know, people get starstruck like that.
My one friend had met Brian Dawkins of the Eagles. They were at some breakfast with the Eagles thing, and he's like, hey, man, love you. And Brian Dawkins is like, hey, yeah, thanks. He's like, no, you don't understand. You're my favorite player. And Brian Dawkins is like, okay, cool. He's like, no, you're the screen. You're the background on my computer. And he was like, okay.
Okay.
Great. See ya.
When do you stop?
What kind of skin do you wear?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I met Yogi Berra twice. I brought his dog home. This is a long time ago. And he remembered me 2 years later. He bought me a beer at Yankee Stadium.
What?
Wow, nice.
Did you just have a normal conversation with him?
Yeah, he was a really, really great guy. I mean, I knocked on his door. I did not anticipate he was going to answer his own door. And he came to his door, and I was dumbstruck. I just stood there looking at him. And he said, hello? Are you all right? I said, yeah, I didn't think you were going to answer your door. He said, who would answer my door? Wife, daughter, servant, butler, maid, I don't know, anybody. Is that my dog? And he started to reach for his wallet. And I said, yes, sir, that is your dog. He said, well, thank you for bringing him home. And 2 years later, I met him. I was drinking a beer at the press bar at Yankee Stadium, the real, not this new one. And he walked up and he said the Yankees would have won if they scored more runs. And I turned to my right and it was Yogi Berra.
But by this time, you're already long lost pals, though. You're like, oh, Yogi, what's up, man?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, what up, Yogi? Yeah, you know, but I was so mesmerized. I didn't have a camera and it was way before cell phones. I probably should have got his autograph, but I didn't want to bother him. He was, like you, Amy, he was one of the nicest people I've ever met. Just
personable,
really nice.
Oh, man, that's a great story. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right, later.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.